Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I guess I will start with that news. I mean, you've had a chance, I'm sure, to call some games involving Aiden Hutchinson. This was a deal that I thought at one point they were hoping to get done before the season, but they get it done here before the calendar turns to November.
Yeah, and I can't believe you're saying Karloftis is better than Hutchinson.
We're just saying that some of the stats this year are comparable.
I love that you said that, because I joked exactly about that with Cody during the break. I said, we're going to have this discussion later, and I'm going to say that, and immediately someone's going to text into the show and say, so you're saying he's better than Aiden Hutchinson, so thank you for giving me a preview of the text line.
You know, I'm a huge Karloftis guy. Huge Karloftis guy. And they actually do have some similarities in the sense that I think that they are very good athletes. I don't think that they are elite athletes. I don't think they are, you know, Myles Garrett or a Micah Parsons in terms of get off and ability to bend. What I love about those guys is they're so good with their hands. They rush with a lot of power and just absolutely relentless. And so I think that's something that anybody can appreciate. And by the way, so is Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. Those guys are not stopped too. But it really jumped out when you watch, even like Monday night, the one play in the run game where Karloftis slanted inside and then he redirected to be able to chase down a run to the outside. I've always appreciated that game. I think I probably told you guys before, I called Karloftis' game in the U.S. Army Bowl when he was still in high school and had a chance to talk to him then. So it's kind of cool just to, you know, meet a kid in high school and now he's in whatever he is in the NFL and playing at a high level. I thought that was, refresh my memory, he was a pretty late first-round pick, right?
Yeah, he was in the 30s, 31, or maybe it was like in the high 20s or low 20s because they traded out. That, it was that same year as that Trent McDuffie deal, 28.
Excellent pick by Veach at that spot. To get a guy like him at that spot, that is awesome. Hutchinson, you know, after that serious injury last year, I didn't think it made sense to do the deal before the season, really for either party, but he's come out and been awesome. And so because of that, I think that they wanted to reward him now, realizing it's probably only just going to go up.
You had mentioned Myles Garrett. Since you're a former player, I'll ask you real quick because it's interesting to talk about on the show. He's got the 5 sacks on Sunday. He was a dominant player. His team is miserable. They got blown out anyway. I find myself not feeling bad for Myles Garrett at all. He didn't have to sign with the Browns. He knew what he was getting in for. That's been the worst franchise in football the last 30 years. I don't feel bad for great players being on bad teams if they made the choice.
Well, that's exactly right, because he did make the choice multiple times. So, yes, he was at one point, you know, picked by them, number one overall, but he signed multiple contracts there. The other thing is, as bad as the Browns are now, okay, I mean, they did win a playoff game in 2020, and they were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
So it's not like, I mean, there have been other organizations that have been worse than that or down worse. I mean, he's made the playoffs 2 out of the last 5 years. That, you know, cry me a river. I mean, I played with Tequio Spikes, one of the best players I ever played with. Tequio played 15 years, never made the playoffs one time.
And
he ended up playing on some good teams. Like, he was on the Eagles the 1 year they didn't make the playoffs. He was on with us in Buffalo 2004, which was supposedly one of the best teams to never make the playoffs, according to the statistics. So, I have no sympathy whatsoever for Myles Garrett. However, I will say I am incredibly impressed by guys like him. You know, some of the guys that I think are most impressive in the NFL would be like a Myles Garrett, a Max Crosby, Jeffrey Simmons. These guys that are on clearly bad teams that are not going anywhere and haven't for a few years, and they are double teamed often, and yet they lace it up every single week and bring it. That I got a lot of respect for those guys.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider here on 96.5 The Fan. For multiple weeks now, we've been asking you about this offense who clearly looks like they're back. And the other element of it now is this fourth down aggressiveness that we really haven't seen from Andy Reid before, even with Patrick Mahomes. We were just discussing it to start our show today, that Andy Reid has kind of figured out that he has a cheat code, which is make a defense stop you four times when you have Patrick Mahomes and all these weapons. And the Chiefs have converted 10 fourth downs so far this year, which is the most through eight games since at least 2000.
I guess the one question would be to Andy, like, what took you so long?
I know. We've been asking for years, but you know what? I'm just going to be happy about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, the reality is, though, there's a lot of underlying statistics and metrics that will tell you that it is advantageous to go for it in a lot of these fourth down situations. What's interesting is that those numbers are primarily based upon, like, the average across the league. Well, when you have Mahomes and Travis Kelce, but especially Mahomes, you are way above the average. So they should actually be way more likely to go for it on those downs, on those situations, because their percentage will clearly be higher than the other teams that they're going against.
When you look at, like, I guess, Travis, you mentioned his season. He has statistically been good as any tight end in the league. You know, Tyler Warren's been talked about everywhere. He has as many yards, as many touchdowns, as many catches as a guy like that. Has his season nationally been a little undersold, considering the fact that he's doing it at his age?
I think it probably has. I mean, and like we've been saying for a couple years now, Travis Kelce just doesn't get enough attention. You know, he just doesn't get enough.
Yeah. That's only getting worse, you know.
He's really gone under the radar these last couple of years. I forgot he played for the Chiefs. No, I mean, it is kind of funny that maybe some of the other stuff has overshadowed what he's doing. I'll tell you this much. I don't know if you guys have, like, the GPS stats or whatever, and maybe, you know, you can pull them up. I thought when they kept him in for pass pro, and then he leaked out and was a late check down for Patrick on the one, I thought he was looking pretty darn fast running down the sideline. I was like, man, I mean, they had told me, I would say well-placed sources had told me that, you know, Travis was running as fast as he had in a while, and that, you know, the GPS numbers backed that up. And, man, that was clearly the case. And I saw it on that one catch against the Commanders. I mean, I don't know if he's lost weight or if he just the training, but he looked faster to me than he has in a while.
100% with you. Yeah, that was, I think at one point in the offseason, there was a report he had lost like 20-something pounds, and he talked about it, and he's like, well, not quite 20 pounds, but he definitely lost some weight in the offseason, and it's obviously paying off for him so far in 2025. Ross, the Chiefs get the Bills again. We've had you on for years. We've been doing this whole thing for years now with Chiefs-Bills like seemingly twice a year, and this go-around, I wonder if you've talked to anybody in Buffalo yet about this game, because, and we're going to have some guests on later in the week, where the Bills have won these regular season matchups at a decent clip, but we all know they haven't won in the postseason. We know it's Super Bowl or bust for them. It's Super Bowl or bust in Kansas City. I wonder, have Bills fans, you think at this point in time, recognize that like this game on Sunday, it matters for divisional and one seed, but they have to know at this point, like beat the Chiefs on Sunday, it really doesn't mean anything.
Well, you are in luck, because I go on in Buffalo every Tuesday afternoon. So
right.
I already know what they think. Number one, there's some consternation right now, because even though the Bills beat the Panthers by a lot, you know, they haven't really looked as good in the passing game or maybe on defense over the last month or so. And now they lost their best defensive lineman, Ed Oliver, likely for the season. So there's some consternation there. And then you add to that the Chiefs' offense looking better than it has in a really long time. And now you've got a concerned fan base. You know, it's funny, because you're either a glass half full or a glass half empty person. And so, you know, if the Bills beat the Chiefs, you can look at it and say, love it. You know, we needed to prove that. You know, all those things. If you lose, certainly there's going to be Bills fans, the positive ones, that'll say, hey, that just gives us a better chance to actually beat them in the playoffs, which I don't know if that's true or not, but it does feel, I know you guys have the numbers. I know the Bills have never beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs. My recollection is that the Chiefs have only beaten the Bills one time in the regular season.
Correct.
I might be wrong. So I don't know. I kind of almost to the point now where I feel like, I mean, I know somebody's recording these segments somewhere, and we should just replay it every year, you know? WGR in Buffalo, 5 p.m. on Tuesday of Chiefs week, and 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 Central on Wednesday of Bills week in Kansas City, because the conversation is seemingly very, very similar. And I feel like that's rare in the NFL to have this long of an extended rivalry, extended series. I mean, you can probably count them on one hand. I mean, what other, on some level, it takes me back to like Steve Young, Troy Aikman, but were they playing each other in the regular season every year? Certainly Brady and Manning in when I was playing in the 2000s. That one is the most similar, but I feel like these guys, from a pure number of games and time situation, might end up being the longest.
It's starting to feel more like an NBA one, Ross. It's more like Magic and Bird, like where we just see them up against each other so often that you can't ignore the fact. And they do seemingly both play big time games against each other. That's the part that always stands out against me. You usually get their best. On the Bills' defensive end, I do want to ask, they were kind of mediocre anyway. How much worse are they without Ed Oliver in your mind?
Well, he's by far their best D-tackle. Now, you know, they did get a couple guys off suspension, Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt. And Hoyt was all over the place on Sunday. I mean, he had a sack and a half. He looked awesome. So maybe he can provide the spark that they need. I think they're holding out hope that Oliver can play in the playoffs. You know, it's interesting. I'm with you on Bird and Magic. I think it's more of the Brady Manning thing.
Sure.
Because it's been so one-sided in the postseason. And, you know, finally, Peyton Manning in 06, you know, was able to break through. And I feel like, you know, I thought maybe that was the case with Josh Allen and the Bills last year. It didn't happen. Maybe this year will be the case.
Speaking of other quarterbacks in the league, what do you make of, let's take the team out of it for a minute. When you watch Daniel Jones play, what do you make about his play individually? Chiefs got him in a couple of weeks. We'll talk to you more about them then, but we kept waiting for the shoe to drop. I'm done there. I believe in the Colts. I think they're a very good team. But specifically his play, what is Daniel Jones doing so well?
Well, you know, he's really just operating the offense. You know what he reminds me of and they remind me of? He reminds me a lot right now of Jared Goff and the Lions a couple years ago. Remember, you know, the first year for Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, it really wasn't that great. And then the second year they got off to like a slow start, and all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, the Lions, like, they can't really be this good, right? And you kept saying that, Next thing you know, they're just that good, and they're in, you know, the NFC Championship game against the Niners, you know, a couple years ago. That's what the Colts feel like to me. People aren't going to really buy in until they play some tougher opponents and, you know, see if they have postseason success. But Jones is playing like Goff and kind of like Goff. They probably have the best O-line in the league. They definitely this year have the best running back in the league. You know, they are really operating on all cylinders right now, and they have by far the best point differential in the NFL. Interestingly, the Chiefs with three losses are second.
Yeah. Some of the numbers around the Chiefs are kind of staggering to see. There's some that are expected, and then there's some other ones that I think surprised quite a few people looking at based off their record and where they're at. Now, where are you headed this week? Are you going to Miami tomorrow or what?
You know, interestingly, no. I actually this week have a CBS doubleheader, which I've never done before. Saturday, I've got Army at Air Force at noon Eastern, 11 o'clock for you guys. Actually, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, which is that's going to be the earliest the game has started in college football.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock out in Colorado Springs. And I love those games for all the reasons. Everybody should love those games. And then I think there's one flight from Denver to Nashville. I'll be on it because I've got your L.A. Chargers against the Titans on Sunday. So actually it'll be back-to-back weeks where I'm seeing the Chargers who, you know, they've done some impressive things. I mean, you know, obviously they beat the Chiefs in the opener. It's unfortunate how many injuries they've suffered, and I think they're in the same boat as every other year where people won't really believe they'll win a playoff game until they win a playoff game.
Right.
But Herbert is, he's like, I think you could argue Herbert and Josh Allen are like the two quarterbacks that are most built in a lab. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen Herbert up close. He's like 6'6", 235. He's legitimately fast, runs a 4.6. He's got a great arm. I mean, he's all of the things that you could put into a computer program, and then he's going to have to show it in the playoffs that he's got the ability to elevate a team there. Although I would also say I'm not sure he's had necessarily, you know, great teams around him in those games. And I don't know if he does this year either.
I feel like Gatson's been the biggest surprise for me on the Chargers end. I was like, they had him on the bench for 3 weeks and then just decided or realized he was a really good player?
Well, I mean, he's a rookie, fifth-round pick, and I think – you know, watching him, Cody, like preparing for this game, boy, he struggles as a blocker. Not only physically, but it looks to me like he's making a mental error or two at least every game. So he probably did that in training camp in the preseason. They probably were real hesitant to put him out there. But then he's just such a good route runner and such a mismatch at that position that they just kind of had to. And, you know, they had some injuries or whatever. And now it's like, oh, man, we got to use him out there. And they can't only have him out there to throw it to him. So he's got to be out there for some runs. But I think that's why – I think he's like 235 pounds. I think that's why he didn't go to the fifth round and probably why he didn't play the first couple weeks.
Well, safe travels to Colorado Springs and then Nashville, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Can't wait to break down this game next week. Should be awesome.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.